You're listening to Podcasting Made Simple, where we deliver weekly masterclass episodes that help podcast hosts and podcast guests elevate their podcasting game. I am your host, Alex Sanfilippo. Today's episode features audio from a session of the latest PodPros quarterly event. To learn more about the speaker in this episode, along with other helpful resources, including the video version of this episode and links to attend next quarter's event, please visit podpros.com/180. And now, please enjoy today's episode.
I had invested 18 months of my life and five figures of hard-earned money into writing my very first book. The next level of my business felt like it was at stake. And this was a business that I had started in honor of my late daughter. It was a business that I was raising right alongside her little sister, who is now almost two. I was finishing the book as we neared the deadline I had set for myself and had announced to the world about when the book would be launched. No self-imposed pressure here. On May 1st, 2018, that book quickly hit number one bestseller status, and I made my entire investment back within a month, not to mention the ROI that I continued to generate on the back of having that book. Got a lot of questions about how I launched this book so successfully. And as I reverse engineered the process to be able to teach it to others, I noticed that the biggest thing I did to ensure its success was to launch it with a strategic podcast book tour. Now let's talk about you. Congratulations. A book is a huge, huge leg up to getting a yes to go on a podcast. And when you go on, you come in as such an expert. It's much, much easier to get on a podcast with a new book than without one. And you probably already know this, but you're creating so much social proof, so much credibility and expertise, and so much momentum for yourself when you launch right. But the problem is that most authors have no idea how to successfully launch their book using podcast appearances. So they don't see the ROI from it that they could. I want to change that for you today. Here are five simple steps to make the most of your podcast book tour. Step number one, identify the shows that will actually sell books. Now, there are almost 3 million podcasts as of the time of this recording. That's an overwhelming number to sift through, right? So where do I recommend that you go to identify shows by keyword of topic, to identify shows where maybe some of your favorite influencers in your space have shown up that you want to follow around, right? How do you do this? Well, you've come to the right place because for starters, you have Podmatch, right? What Alex and his team have created is an incredible starting point for connecting with podcasters who have your audience who would potentially be interested in the topic of your book. So start with Podmatch. I also recommend listennotes.com, which is a free podcast search engine. And of course, Apple Podcasts. Both of those are going to give you different information about the show itself and help you to determine an initial list of podcasts that you can do your research on. Number two, step number two, plan ahead. How much time do you need to do a podcast tour? Just 2 days ago, I got a message from a book agent whose client's book is coming out today. And 48 hours before the book came out, he said to me, oh, could you get my client on some podcasts? I'd be really grateful. He has a great story. And here's the thing. There are lots of great stories out there, right? And you got to remember the things that are involved in booking a tour. One of those is planning ahead as much as possible. Okay. I have a friend who helped her client launch her book in 2015, and it's 2022, and they are still booking her regularly on shows to sell that book, and they have kept sales steady for 7 years. All right. So you want to think about it up to 6 months before your book launch, during your book launch, and continuing on after that initial book launch. If, however, your book is launching in 2 days and you're watching this, that's okay. Start booking yourself now. right? It's got to fit with your launch plan. You want to give yourself as much space as you can. And also, I understand completely that you're probably writing at the same time as planning a launch, at the same time as editing, at the same time as running your business, because I've been there. So you need to give yourself permission to devote the time that you can to it within the overall scope of your launch and of your business. Step number three is to prep your expert topics before you appear so that you can cover those key topics without sounding like you're reading a script. This is so important. We have all seen those politicians, those talking heads be asked all kinds of different questions by reporters and inevitably share just whatever they wanted to get across, even if it's completely unrelated to the topic, to the question that was asked. And that's something that a lot of people do wrong on podcasts, is they say something like proudly or jokingly, like, yeah, no matter what the question that's asked, I can still get my point across. Well, that's not really the point of co-creating a conversation in a value-driven way, because if someone were to follow you around all of these podcasts that you're doing on a tour that say they want to binge them, and they go to the second one and you say the same exact thing that you did on the first one, the binge is over, right? You want to go in to create a true conversation rather than just reading off of your talking points. Now, how do you do that? You do what I call expert topic extraction, and you identify the main topics or keywords that you could talk about, and you put them lining either side of your monitor on sticky notes like these, so that there's just enough of a phrase to jar your memory about what you could talk about in case you draw a blank, which is a question I hear all the time. You also want to use those sticky notes to list out the names or brief descriptions of client success stories that you've had, of success stories that you've created for yourself. I call those your stories that silently sell, that you could just glance at on either side of your monitor. And here's the deal. It's very common for people, authors, to go on a show and talk in generalities about what it is that they do, and either out of nerves or uncertainty about how to bring it up, they will completely miss the opportunity to talk about the book, right? And so don't do that. You want to go in prepared to have a conversation, prepared to nuance things, and also prepared so that you're not going to run out of ideas or get flustered and go blank, okay? You do your research ahead of time. You listen to shows ahead of time to determine if they're a fit and make your notes at that time, right? So that when they say yes to you, you are already familiar with what kinds of questions they have, okay? And you have the information that you need to move toward making that episode original. You can also practice ahead of time with somebody and have them prompt you the things that you're scared are going to make you forget or go blank. Have them ask you in real time, live on a Zoom recording, so that you can begin to work out those nerves before the day of the interview. Step four, offer a freebie that creates podcast offer alignment at the end of the interview. This is one of the huge places that people go so, so wrong when they go on a podcast. They confuse people at the end rather than direct them. You want to offer the number one most aligned call to action that's free that will move people onto your list. Okay. Instead of saying, well, you can find my book on Amazon. Yeah, well, people figure that, right? And that's not a free direct call to action. They could go to Amazon, get distracted by their list, by this, by that, by the shiny object. No, we want to send them one place where the only option that they have is to grab that free gift that's going to take them the next step off of what you discussed in the interview to move them forward. And what this is going to do is it's going to capture the people who are ready to buy your book or reach out to you immediately, as well as the people who need to be warmed up a few emails. They need to see that you're legit. They need to check out your presence in the world, right? Your funnel will be dependent upon how your business is set up. So maybe it makes the most sense for you to give a free chapter of the book in your follow-up sequence and as a freebie. Maybe then the thank you page of that landing page invites them to your Facebook group if that's where you're active, or to follow you on Instagram or wherever you're most active. But you want one micro yes at a time. Maybe you're going to surprise them with bonuses. Maybe you're going to do a free call or training. It all needs to fit into the scope of your launch. That's really, really important. And that's where most people are like, oh, you can follow me on LinkedIn or Twitter or TikTok or Instagram or Facebook. Don't do that. One thing that's free that is memorable. All right. Step five, when possible, ask for that episode to be released around your book launch day. Ideally, you're going to have a concentration of episodes coming out in the week or two after your launch to really drive sales, drive credibility, appear like you're everywhere, right? And have people understand that this is what you're up to, making a big publicity splash. Your ability to do this is going to depend upon the size of the show, as well as the relationship with the host, how far out that host books in advance, how much that host understands about how books are launched, right? So what I would recommend that you do is just go in with no attachment to this. It's their show, not yours. Respect that. And say, hey, do you have any idea when this is going to air? And if they say, well, when would it be best for you? Then it's the opportunity to say, oh, well, here's the date of my book launch. So anywhere around there that works for you would be amazing. And if they give you an idea, it's going to air on this date, like respect that. Okay. Thank you so much. Right. Again, their show, their rules. And some of them will be happy to release around your book launch date. I want to give you a bonus tip before we wrap. And that's this. If you're somebody who enjoys podcasting, let's say you've already been a guest on some shows, go back through that list and see which ones you really enjoyed, plus would resonate with the topic of your book, and reach back out to them and say, hey, I've got a new book coming out. Here's what I think we could discuss that would be different than last time. If you feel like that would be a fit for your audience, I would be honored. You know, either way, no worries. This is for somebody you already have a relationship with, somebody that you've been engaged with, somebody that you've not just been transactional and you haven't talked to in 2 years. If that's the case, go get back in their world again, warm up, find out what's going on with them, right? Before you make an ask for them. But if you have been a guest, take advantage of that. If you've been a wonderful guest, give yourself the chance to go back on those shows and be a repeat guest. So to summarize the five simple steps to make the most of your podcast book launch tour, number one, identify shows where your people are listening to help you sell books, sell your programs, grow your audience, move the needle, right? Number two, plan ahead as much as you can to do a podcast tour that starts before your launch, it continues during your launch, and that keeps going after your launch. Number three, prep your expert topics so that you can feel confident you're going to cover them and that you're also going to embed those stories that silently sell without sounding like you're reading a script. Number four, offer a freebie that creates podcast offer alignment to move people into your world at the end of your interview. Number five, ask the host when they would be releasing this episode. And if you have the opportunity, make a request that it be near as close as possible to your launch date. And the bonus, if you've already been a guest places, go back to those favorite shows where you think there's just a natural alignment between the topic of your book and the host and their audience, and reach back out and see if it would be of value for them to keep, to have you back. Thank you so much for writing your book, for contributing your important work in the world. You can use PodMatch to identify what shows to go on. And no, Alex did not ask me to do this. You can also use PodMatch to make sure the shows that you're following up with that you went on before have not experienced pod fade until Alex reaches everyone in the world with his mission to end pod fade. In the meantime, you can save yourself the trouble for the ones that have stopped producing since you were last on them. I want you to go out and create a beautifully successful book launch using podcast guest appearances. And then I want you to tell me all about it so that I can celebrate with you. Here is to living your life with passion. And here's to podcasting with passion too.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Podcasting Made Simple. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please share a screenshot or picture of yourself listening to it on social media. Be sure to tag us so we can follow you and also reshare it. Additionally, if you know someone who would benefit from listening to this as well, please send it their way. For show notes and resources from this episode, please visit podpros.com/180. Thank you again for listening, and I'm looking forward to bringing you another masterclass episode next week.